Week one of the Vikings season brought the team their first victory, thanks in large part to their unyielding defense. The Purple created two touchdowns off turnover. The second proved to be the difference maker, a 24-yard fumble recovery by Danielle Hunter that secured a week one victory.
Danielle Hunter! It is another defensive touchdown! It's a botch snap! And Danielle Hunter has scored his first defensive touchdown, extending the lead to 21-10.
The Texas native was hoping for a strong start to his sophomore season. And last Sunday, Vikings fans saw what Hunter is capable of on the field. The LSU standout has put in countless hours of hard work to get to this point in his career and knows that he had a lot of help from his coaches along the way. This past offseason, Hunter spent a lot of time back at his roots, to Morton Ranch High School, where he reunited with his old football coaches, the men that helped shape him into the person he is today and introduced him to the sport of football.
I seen some blow by the window running, and my son was on skates and Danielle was chasing him. And I've never seen a kid that size move like that.
He's like, man, that kid's kind of fast. You know, he just called me over and asked me if I wanted to play some football. And I was like, sure. Went through and talked to my dad about it, and then he just got me into football.
We got him out there, and Danielle was a natural.
From the age of 11, when Danielle started playing football, his coaches agreed that there was something very special about him.
From a standpoint of his making it to the NFL, we weren't surprised. We really weren't surprised. The times he ran in the 40, no surprise. Because he's a hard worker.
The attitude to never give up on a play, and you can see that in his play now. When he was at LSU and now that he's at the Vikings, he never gives up on a play. He's going to give 100% at every play.
Danielle was big for his age and continued to grow in size, which earned him an endearing nickname.
And I was taller than most of them. You know, most of them about to my shoulders or something like that. That's why they called me Too Tall.
This kid, he's just too tall. And then the name just kind of stuck, Too Tall.
When he came on the football field, everybody said, man, you're too tall. And he was playing defensive end, so we named him after Ed Too Tall Jones.
When Danielle got a bit older, he started putting in more time inside the weight room. He often spent two or more hours after school, gaining the strength and speed he needed to stand out on the field.
Every day I'd stay after school, just lifting, you know. Rainy days, you know, I'd be happy for rainy days because I used to walk home. It just made me stay after school and lift more. So I was always the youngest. So most of the guys were like 2 years older than me and all that. They were stronger, they were more built. So I had to work twice as hard to move the amount of weight that they moved at their age. Most of the time coaches would try and kick me out of the locker room, the weight room, because I'd be the last one here staying from like 5 or 6 o'clock or something like that.
Putting in the extra time to get better, along with his natural ability to make tackles, made the varsity coach start taking special notice of his talent.
If there was ever a poster boy for what can happen to you in the weight room if you'll sell out to it, he was it. It seemed like he made half the tackles wherever they were. And he'd play a defensive end. Sometimes we'd flip-flop him, but so teams started running away from him. Well, as it turned out, that was the worst thing they could do because he'd run them down, you know, on the other side of the field, sideline, middle field. He'd catch a pass, he'd tackle that guy, he'd rush the passer. He just became very noticeable.
And it didn't take long for a young Danielle to start getting noticed by college scouts. He took one recruiting trip to Louisiana State University and fell in love.
I seen the campus and I liked it, you know. My mom, she liked it. My dad, he liked it. My sisters, they enjoyed it. So it was something that I really enjoyed, and I was like, man, I wouldn't want to go anywhere else but this place right here.
At LSU, he tallied 142 tackles in 38 games, and before his senior season, he entered the 2015 NFL Draft. Hunter was selected 88th overall by the Vikings, a proud day for his former coaches and his community.
I'm just proud, and, you know, me and my whole family were proud. He's like my son. You know, he's like another son to me.
He's almost a once-in-a-lifetime player. And you couldn't have a better role model or a better guy to pattern yourself after and just say, hey, let's all be like Danielle.
The one most important thing that they always stressed to us when we were little, you know, is just being a better man to your family and being a good human being. You know, football is not always going to be there, but your family is always going to be there. And being the type of man you are, that's always going to be there.
That's his makeup. That's where he comes from. I mean, Daniil's going to do what he's going to do no matter what. No matter what. He's going to get out there and give it 100%. Like I told you before, that's the way he was taught. That was his base. That's the way he's taught. And his focus is football.
The second-year player is looking to have a breakout season. And with the results like he had against the Titans, he could well be on his way to achieving just that.